Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Dave Sizemore. We're continuing our discussion. Today we are going to kind of focus a little bit on baptism. Now, there's so much about baptism and discipleship, but maybe we might just narrow it, Father, if that sounds all right with you.
Kind of
talk about the common priesthood and prophetic and kingly offices of baptism. But as we begin, always with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, you are the source of life. You created us, and you have brought to us new life as new creatures in the sacrament of baptism. And we rejoice and give thanks that through that sacrament you have filled us with new life, and you enable us to cooperate with you in the sanctification of the whole world. We ask that you continue to strengthen and bless us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Father, you have no doubt done many baptisms in your life of the priesthood. It's a great joyful event for everyone, isn't it?
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely.
Now, we know, baptism forgives original sin. It makes us an adopted child of mm-hmm. our Heavenly Father, fills us with the Holy Spirit. But one of the sort of effects, the graces of this sacrament, is that we share in the offices of Jesus Christ, what the Latin munera, as they say, the offices of the priesthood of Jesus Christ, the prophetic office of Jesus Christ, and his kingly office. Is that just for priests and religious, or is that...
Absolutely not, no. All of these realities, these three offices, are there in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is filled with priests, prophets, and kings, right? And then Jesus kind of recapitulates that in himself and perfects it. But then what does he do? He turns around and shares it in a common way with his disciples. And we're not talking about just, the 12 apostles, but all those that he sends out when we read the Gospels or when we look at Acts of the Apostles. These are people like you and I who are called to these three roles that come from our baptism. We're called to act like kings, and we can talk about that. We're called to be prophets to the world, and we're called to bring sanctity to the world. And it doesn't have to be like the whole world, but those worlds of our influence, those spheres of our, those circles of our influence that we can, touch the lives of other people. We're supposed to be prophets and kings and priests to them.
So yeah. All disciples are priests, prophets, and kings, anointed as such by the Holy Spirit.
By nature of their baptism.
What does this priesthood look like? How does a disciple, even, let's maybe look more to the lay, most of our listeners are lay people.
If one of the functions of the priest in the Old Testament, and certainly in Jesus Christ, was to sanctify others, what does that mean? To bring them to holiness, to help them along on their journey to holiness, then we can definitely see that as a function of a mother and a father, as a brother to a sister, a sister to a brother, as one parishioner to the others, to kids that are playing on the sports field, that they're not just there for sports, they're there to care for and tend to the souls of other people. And the list goes on and on of all the type of relationships that we have in this world where we're called to bring something of the holy to them, because that's what we were created for. And if we waited around for them to have access to a priest or religious, that might never happen, or certainly may never happen in a substantial way where they can sit down across a table and have a meal and a conversation that can be life-changing.
So this priestly role of the laity, is not just like, say, being a Eucharistic minister or an altar server or a lector at Mass.
Those are liturgical roles.
Yeah, there's something about it in their daily life of living it.
Absolutely. In their daily life. Again, as they're going off to school or as they're arriving in the office and the friendships that they make there, as they're a boss who is involved with the stewardship of his employees or her employees. And then really, again, the list goes on of the many different ways through our relationships that we're asked by God to be Christ-like. And one of the ways we're Christ-like is to help people grow in holiness.
And part of this priesthood, too, is sacrifice, isn't it? Priests generally offer sacrifice.
Yeah.
So how do the laity offer sacrifice?
It's impossible to bring somebody to holiness without sacrifice. I mean, we learn that in Jesus Christ, who sacrifices himself as the Lamb of God in order to sanctify us, you know, truly to sanctify us. So if we call ourselves disciples, then we're called to do the same thing. We're called to sacrifice, for instance, ourselves. Sacrifice a little bit of our time. Sacrifice a little bit of our fear, you know, for courage. Sacrifice a little bit of our comfort for risk. Sacrifice the different dynamics of who we are as persons in order to go up to a person and not necessarily first have a conversation, but first have a friendship. You know, and then through that friendship, looking for opportunities to sacrifice to show that person that we care for them, that they matter, that they're worth something, and then once we build a trusting relationship, to sacrifice our comfort and speak up and begin to share with them Jesus. Now that might just simply be, here's what Jesus means to me, or here's what is happening in my relationship with God, or it's here's my spiritual journey. And that can be like an elevator pitch, you know, like 30 seconds or 3 minutes.
And if you're tuning in with us now, you're listening to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, with me, continuing our conversation on discipleship in general, but baptism in particular, is Father Dave Sizemore, priest of the Diocese of Columbus. We also say that by baptism, the disciples, whether they be priests or religious or lay people, are also anointed as prophets. How, especially for lay disciples, how is it that we live that prophetic office?
Well, how do we not, right? I mean, we want to read the scriptures, for instance, that the prophets were soothsayers, you know, that they were only dealing with matters of the future, and they had this extra special supernatural charism that allowed them to see the future. Now, that's certainly an aspect of a prophet, right? But a lot of times, the prophet spoke to specific situations in their time. Right? And so that's a prophetic aspect of the common life of you and I, meaning men and women who have been baptized. They're called to, for instance, speak justice to injustice, to speak liberty to power, you know, and a host of other ways in which we can open our mouths and advocate for the poor and for the downtrodden and for people who haven't heard the word of God and need to be struck in their comfort or need to be consoled in their stricken state.
What you're saying reminds me of the Lord's first homily, you know, when he's in Nazareth and he talks about how he has been sent to bring good news, you know, which of course is Evangelion, the gospel,
right.
You know,
yeah.
He has been sent to evangelize. And that is the share, this bringing of this good news, not just what Jesus Christ has done for us, which is, you know, the core of the good news, but also the offer that we can share in that good news.
That's a wonderful and so accurate way to interpret the prophetic role of the laity, is that we simply share Jesus by our love and our care, by our words and our actions, through our friendships and a host of other ways in which we bring glad tidings to them.
Now, the third office of Christ that we receive in baptism is his kingly office, his kingly office. So in a sense, we're all kings, or I guess queens, if you know there are women out there, by our baptism. How is it that, especially with the laity, that they share in this kingly role?
So you think about one of the roles of a king is to govern, right? In the Gospels, we can say it another way. We are our brother's keeper. You know, we have propriety over people's lives. We're called to be stewards of other people's lives, not just our own. And that's very, very important, because then that distills down to stewarding souls into heaven, of using the authority and the power that we gain in our baptism to push away evil from people's lives, to help free them, to ransom them from lives of sin, let alone to welcome them into the banquet table of our Lord and Savior, and help them to really partake of the substantial food that Christ wants to offer us. Those are all kingly functions.
Yeah, I love that. So kings engage in warfare.
Yes.
And disciples are involved in warfare. Mm-hmm. You know, we battle not only the demonic forces, but the lies of this world,
yeah.
You know?
Or the lies that people believe about themselves.
Yeah.
And we got to get into those lies, whether they're cultural lies or they're personal lies, and help ransom people. As a, you know, a king calls his people together, his troops together, and says, you know, we're on a battle to free our kingdom. And in this world, in this day and age, we need all hands on deck, you know? All spiritual warriors who take on that kingly call and that kingly function of Jesus Christ to liberate our culture.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Father. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, you have anointed us as your priests, your prophets, and your kings. Help us to live this anointing each day, and especially this day. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. Today with me was Father Dave Sizemore. Thank you, Father. And until next time, peace and all good.